Think about Christmas or your birthday, and when you're getting ready for it to happen and you're waiting, is it easy to wait for Christmas or your birthday?
No.
Yeah. No, it is for you? Yeah. Well, you're older. For some kids, it's really hard to wait. Yeah, what are we waiting for that happens in 2 weeks from today? Yeah? Easter. So it's hard to wait for our birthday or for Christmas, but we've been waiting for Easter. And one of the poems that we read in church, it's called a psalm, has the word wait in it a couple of times. So I'm going to read it, and you guys count how many times it says wait, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
You got your ears open? Okay, the word wait. So start counting. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for him. In his word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen in the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. How many times?
Four.
That's a lot of waiting.
It's really two because there's some waits.
Oh, I see. You're right. You caught me. Wait and wait. So, yeah. Oh, that reminds me. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Jacob's well. Were any of you guys here when we were talking about Jacob's well and being in the desert? And I said, we live in the desert. Uzzah, you were here and you said, we live in the desert? You were right. We don't live in the desert. We live near the desert. Where we live is called the Mediterranean zone, which means it's kind of hot and dry near the ocean. Yeah, Uzzah? I know, so I got it wrong, but someone helped me. Okay, back to today. So wait for the Lord or waits for the Lord. And you guys said it's not easy to wait. How does waiting with the Lord, how is that different than waiting for your birthday or Christmas? Yeah, Tibetchi? Because the Lord is what? Because the Lord is important, yes. So is Christmas and your birthday. Yes, Uzzah? Like, I guess you would say God's more important than your birthday. You could say that. What were you going to say? Why? What's different between waiting for your birthday and waiting for God?
God is more important than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gave you two houses, some people, and stores so you could live.
Yes. God gave you houses, people, stores, and air. Excellent. Yes, so God is important. Well, in 2 weeks, it's the most important day. What happens on Easter? Yes?
Jesus is alive again.
Jesus is alive again. You're right. Well, I've got something to help you wait. Rebecca, can you come here and hold something for me? Come on up. Nope. Okay. You get to choose. One says, abide in him. What's abide? What does that mean, abide in him? Does anybody know? You do, Uzzah? Yeah, it is. Abide is good. It means be close to Jesus, pray without ceasing, which means pray all the time, which means talk to God all the time. This one says rejoice always, which means like be so happy God's in your life all the time. And this one says give thanks. So I'm going to let you guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You can all pick one. Okay, so pass. Let's see, who wants, you want to pick it by color or saying? Come on, Becca, you want to come pick one? And put that on, and you can wear it for the 2 weeks until Easter, and that will help you in your waiting for Jesus to be alive again. Anyone know what color do you want? Uzzah, red, blue? Okay, here's a green one. Yeah, you can get one for your little sister. What did you want?
Can I get one for my little sister?
Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone got one?
Yeah.
All right, come around. Let's put your hand that has the bracelet on it in the middle, and we're going to say our prayer. Can you guys come join me, please? Girls, come on over here. You ready? Ooh. Okay, dear God, thank you for making Jesus alive again in just 2 weeks. Help us to patiently wait and to pray. What do we say at the end of our prayer?
Amen.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you after Sunday school.